In the midst of its first year under a new music director, the Philly Pops looks ahead to another season of renewal. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston gets a flavor of the Philly Pops revitalized.
Peter Nero and the Philly Pops were synonymous for 34 years, but under a new music director and on a new fiscal footing, the Pops is surviving and even thriving. Fundraising is at an all-time high and ticket sales are up. Conductor Michael Krajewski says his personal blend of entertainment and surprise resonates in Verizon Hall, just as it does across the country, and maybe even a little more.
And if anything, I would say that the things that have worked for me in other parts of the country or other orchestras where I've performed have worked as well, if not better, here in Philadelphia. It might be because of the hall or the setting here, or maybe just because they had one thing for 34 years and now it's different.
Krajewski conducts Pops orchestras in Atlanta, Jacksonville, and Houston, and says the Philly Pops musicians stand apart in their capacity to move between genres, classical, jazz, rock, show tunes.
They're able to play all these different styles of music in a very authentic way. They understand it. They get it. So they have great classical training, but they also have this ability to just turn on a dime.
The Philly Pops' 36th season will include soul, movie soundtracks, music from the era of ABBA, and selections from the American Songbook performed by composer, pianist, and vocalist Tony Desserre.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.